Cape Town, it's your girl B.
This is Black Coffee.
What up, wait, my fair to this is Kabelo, aka Mr. Booger Two Shoes.
Bush Radio, the station with the best music. 89.5 FM.
Out there feeling that you missed your chance at getting a higher education? There's still time. Make 2022 your year and grab the chance. Whether you're after a degree or a higher certificate, Cornerstone Institute offers an extensive range of programs from psychology and business to community development and education. With so many options, your future couldn't be brighter. Applications are now open, so visit cornerstone.ac.za today to enroll. Your future starts at Cornerstone.
You are listening to Community Champions on Bush Radio 89.5 FM. Please send your comments, questions and messages to Bush Radio WhatsApp number 061-862-1065. 061-862-1065. I am so happy to have Pamela Mtati as my guest on Community Champions today. Already we've established she makes major contributions to a community through her work in the art and especially through dance, drama and music. Over the years, she's become more of a leader and manager in the arts sector, which she mentioned her own baby that she gave birth to was Lequezi, a company which she started back in 2003. Now, what I've established is you did that immediately after you graduated, mm-hmm. which is incredible. Tell us a little bit more about Lequezi and the work that Lequezi does, Pamela.
Lequezi was established in 2003 by myself. How Lequezi was started, remember, I'm a teacher since 2003. After my kids passed grade 7, they've asked me if I've got any extra classes that I'm offering, and then I didn't have any classes. So I've decided along the way that I would like to have classes for them just to bring that vibe, because remember at school, it's only there for a certain period of time. Maybe they've in my class for 1 hour and the kids would like to dance more and beyond. So I've started to identify a couple of dancers who got potential. Then I invited them to come for classes after school and sometimes on Friday as well. So that's how Lequezi was born, by kids from my school who came for extra classes. And later on, by the word of mouth, because kids got interest in with Lequezi, they started to tell their friends that I'm involved in this group, we're doing this ABC. So yeah, Lequezi was born since 2003. That's how it was born, because I was giving extra lessons to my learners from school.
It just grew and grew.
It just grew and grew.
Word of mouth.
Of course.
Informed others. And then what kind of project did Lequezi end up taking on?
We were playing marimba, we were dancing, and I've taught them everything that I've known. Gumboots, from gumboots dance to contemporary dance, African dance, Spanish dance, we did everything. So I was teaching everything myself. Mm. I gave 100% of my time teaching everything to the learners. Remember the kids, they have never danced before, so I've taught them everything from scratch. And currently, as I'm speaking to you, most of my ex-dancers or my dancers who are now
adults,
young adults, they've also started dance as well. Mm-hmm. They followed my footsteps, and they are also teaching dance as well. And they are also working for the NGOs, for the MOD, which is MOD program. They've taught, they've also teaching for other NGOs and other schools as well. There's also Nyanga Arts Center. They're also employed by the Nyanga Arts Center. So my kids who come from Lequezi, they are now scattered. So them as well, they're assisting me to teach the younger generations. So currently, I'm not the only teacher with Lequezi. As I've mentioned, it's a team that's growing from generation to generation.
Fantastic. Mm. So you planted the seed.
I've planted the seed.
And now it's blossomed and it's growing. And you've even got, you mentioned earlier, you've got two people working for Lequezi now.
They're full-time employed, employed with Lequezi.
Wow, that's amazing. So you've created jobs and are creating livelihoods for people. And it's all in support of the arts. It's just incredible. Yeah. So the other thing that you're known for and the work that you do in support of the arts, started to work as a board member of the Cape Cultural Collective. Mm. And, you know, there you volunteer to keep and work for the arts, for the promotion of the arts, across all genres, not only in dance and music, but in every other conceivable art form. Mm. You are really key in terms of the leadership that you provide there. Where's this interest in governance, in looking after the arts in the way that you've done to date? Where did that come from?
It didn't come anywhere. It just happened. Yeah. It just happened. And especially for me being the board member of the Cape Cultural Commission, it's like I'm just there naturally, me providing what I have and also sharing my experiences with the Cape Cultural Commission and also learning from them as well. There's a lot that I'm learning and sharing as well. Share whatever we have as our project. So that's my part with Cape Cultural Commission, is to share and learn and from them as well.
Yeah. Okay. So you bring your expertise in terms of the actual projects that you work with in the community, and you bring it to the board, you bring it to the operations of the Cape Cultural Collective.
Of course.
To spread that.
And now I would like to see Cape Cultural Commission grow into a better and next level. So I would like to be part of that, seeing them growing as well.
Yeah. And you make major contributions in respect of that, Pamela. Thanks so much. So, you know, so it really points to the fact that we have people like Pamela who are key in providing the leadership and management that's needed in the arts. And as our listeners may know, Cornerstone does offer a degree, a BCom degree with a major in arts management. Just like Pamela, we believe that through the arts, we can change the world.
Yeah.
Learn to change the world.
By enrolling at Cornerstone Institute, you are choosing to join a learning community to change the world. We offer degrees, short courses, and certificates. Go to cornerstone.ac.za or visit our campus to enroll. Change begins here.
Learn to change the world.
Cornerstone is registered with the Department of Higher Education and Training as a private, not-for-profit institution.
So you are listening to Community Champions on Bush Radio 89.5 FM. I really do hope that you'll send us some messages so that we can share them with the listeners. And I'm sure it will make Pamela very happy if she knows that there are people out there who are listening to what it is that she's been doing, how she makes these massive contributions to the art, how she's constantly plowing back. And I know of two projects that she's currently involved in as well. One is with the Western Cape Education Department, where you assist with the training of teachers. Mm-hmm. And the other is, as you mentioned also earlier, your work with the City of Cape Town on community building projects. Tell us a little bit more about those two projects that you're working on.
Okay, I work with the city WCED. You know, we are dance specialists, or we art specialists, okay? There's few of us who studied the arts and with qualifications. So what's happening, we are called the specialists in our art form. Mm-hmm. What we do, because all the schools offer grade 7, 8, and 9, which is the senior phase, where they're offering dance, music, or drama, or visual art as a subject. So because there's few of us, so it means those schools that don't have a specialist in their school, so they need to teach their learners the subject. So what's happening, those who are not exposed or empowered or knowledgeable about the arts, we teach them. We invite them to a particular space where maybe they get invited into for workshops whereby we teach them. Because, I mean, for us, everything now comes just come naturally. Even if you give me a textbook and say this is the what you need to teach, everything just come naturally to me. But for them who are not exposed or who are not knowledgeable about the arts, it's an effort for them. So we're trying to make sure that how easy you can implement or teach your learners about this art form, any art form that I've mentioned, music, dance, drama, or visual art. So we teach them. We teach them maybe twice a year, empowering them and making sure that they're comfortable teaching this subject to their learners.
That's very good. So yeah. You're working with teachers, uh-huh. And you're teaching the teachers.
Yeah,
so
remember they are only trained for other subjects like history, geography, maths, and they don't know this subject.
Yeah.
So we try to make it easy for them by implementing the elements that are needed.
Because you're empowering the people who are then have the multiplier effect.
Of course.
You can grow bigger numbers of people with the requisite skills to teach others to be successful
in those
art forms.
Yes.
And then with the city, what do you do with the city?
We started as performing for them while they were doing road shows. They did road shows. I think Cornerstone was also one of the institutions that was offering bursaries as well. We used to do road shows in different places, all the townships, Kukuletu, Nyanga, Meinenberg, all over the Western Cape, Atlantis. So they invited my project to go and perform in all these road shows. That was last year during COVID. Remember, it was COVID and we were working. So because they were offering bursaries. So what happened, a year later, they've introduced us to their Life Count program, which is to fund the program that we're doing so that we can be able to empower more youth so that to take the youth away from the negative things that they do in our community, like teenage pregnancy, all these negative things that affects our community currently. So Likwezi is also playing a role by controlling and trying to collect the youth around our community so that we can engage them and keep them busy most of the time. So with City of Cape Town, that's what we're doing. So we are funded to collect the youth around the Western Cape, around the townships.
Beautiful, because it's about giving purpose to young people and giving meaning to their lives.
We do workshops, we talk about drugs, we talk about abuse, we talk about speaking out, we talk about anything. We just ask for people who are more empowered. Let's say you want to speak to the youth about something or introduce or leadership skills or anything. So we collect our youth and do that workshop. Sometimes it can even take one day or a weekend. It depends. Or we can even go for a camp and sleep over and do all those such things. Yeah. So that's what we do with City of Cape Town.
That's very good. And so you're basically weaving in the art while you've got a message that goes out to the young people that you work
and
with.
And that's by the ex Mayor Dan Plotter.
Okay.
So it's under his wings.
That you ended up getting this project. Well done, Pamela. We're really, impressed with all this amazing projects that you're doing. And, you know, when I think of Pamela and I think about all the work that she does with young people in the various genres that she works in, you can have a sense that with Pamela's around, there's music in the air, you know. So that's what her last choice of song for tonight is. And I wanted to introduce the song to you herself. It's really, on my list, one of the most beautiful songs that Pamela has chosen. So, Pamela, tell us about the song.
It's a song loved by my mom. It's a song that I used to sing, not even knowing the lyrics of the song. There's a music in the air.
And it's by
Letta Mbuli.
Yeah, here we go.
Mama Letta.
Mama Letta.
Future has never been more uncertain. Everywhere we see rising unemployment, political instability, crime and violence, climate change, and the rise of challenging new technologies. That's why Bush Radio has partnered with Cornerstone Institute, a private non-profit institute of higher learning, to create the Cornerstone Critical Dialogues, a series of deep discussions about the world we are living in. Hosted by veteran journalist Ryan Fortune every Thursday evening, the Cornerstone Critical Dialogues is where South Africa's most insightful thinkers, activists, artists, and ordinary citizens come together to discuss, debate, and find answers to the big questions that are often ignored by mainstream media. From mental health in academia and social housing in Cape Town, to urban food security, environmental activism, the state of the performing arts, and the dangers and opportunities of new digital technologies. The Cornerstone Critical Dialogues at 7 to 9 p.m. every Thursday here on Bush Radio 89.5 FM and also on Facebook and YouTube Live. Hey.
Good people, I would like to share that next week will be the final episode of this season of Critical Dialogues that are aired just before the Community Champions program every Thursday night. That's from 7 to 9 o'clock. Tonight we had the Year in the Review with Lunga Shuka, providing a very entertaining and lighthearted reflection with some wonderful guests in the studio. Next week, in the final episode, our guest host, Stephen Langtry, will interview members of the South African film industry who've been blazing new trails to answer some key questions around the film and TV industry in South Africa. With a sense of what the possibilities are that the industry holds, not only to contribute to economic development, but also to sustain the arts and the cultural life of the nation. And we're very thrilled to announce that our guests include Valma Poff, who is the festival manager of the 43rd Durban International Film Festival, Anton Fischer, whose movie about District 6, Addressed Unknown, just won a SAFTA award, Viam Williams, a multi-award winning writer, director and actress, and a special guest, Vinette Ibrahim, who a lot of you will know from Seven Delan, but whose movie Barakat has now just been nominated as South Africa's foreign Oscar submission for 2022. So we're really excited for next week's program. Closing our program with Pamela Mtati tonight, you would have heard that she is absolutely rich in experience in promoting the arts and giving back to the community. Pamela, what message do you have for those out there who are only starting a career in the arts, or even just thinking of a career in the arts, and especially in following your example, linking it to community development? We need your words of wisdom to close it.
Okay. You need to persevere. You need to be passionate about what you do. And also, most importantly, you must go to school. School is the key to success. Those who wants to take or anything, especially the art, that is, it's like a taboo, that it's something that's not going to take you anywhere. Please, whatever you love, combine it with education. I've studied to university. It wasn't that difficult. Why not? Everybody can do that as well. You can even take it further. You can even take it to the next level as well. You can make changes with it. So, yeah.
Thank you for those wise words, Pamela.
Okay.
I think it's very, very inspiring. I think you've been a fantastic guest. I really appreciate the time that you put in to come to the studio tonight. I do believe that you will continue to build and live your legacy every single day of your life.
Yeah.
We really, really want to say a huge thank you to you. So that's it for tonight, folks. Next week is our very last show for the season. We're so grateful to everyone who has supported this pilot of Community Champions, especially Bush Radio 89.5, without whom, obviously, none of this would have happened. We could go back to the drawing board. That's what you want to do, to plan for 2022. And if you have any ideas for what we can do to improve, we welcome you to get in touch with us at Cornerstone Institute via our website, cornerstone.ac.za, or call us at 021-448-0050, or email us at info@cornerstone.ac.za. Next week, we end the season with lawyer and board member of Cornerstone Institute, Gary Jansen. Gary hails from Athlone and has practiced law since 1984. He established himself as a human rights lawyer, working to assist communities in a range of political issues. Gary's work has continued to be focused on business development and using his skills to unlock opportunities for broad-based black economic empowerment and ensuring that successful businessmen from local communities continue to contribute to community development. He's going to be helping us as we think through what a program like Community Champion should be about going into the future. Your input would be most welcome, and you can contact us via Bush Radio or directly at Cornerstone, as I indicated earlier. Cornerstone Institute, easy to find. Just Google us. Mm. We are so excited to have you tuned in tonight, and hopefully again next week. Same place, same time. Stay safe, stay happy. Until then, this is your host, Noel Daniels, on Cornerstone CEO Chats with Community Champions, signing off for tonight. Ciao, everybody.
Ciao.
That was our selected community champion for this week, in conversation with Noel Daniels, CEO of Cornerstone Institute. We hope you enjoyed this last hour and that you feel inspired to go out and make a positive change in your community and society at large. Join us next week for another installment, and please visit cornerstone.ac.za to find out how you can learn to change the world.
Bush Radio, 89.5 FM.
Bush Radio, Bush Radio. Mother of all community radio in Africa, 89.5 FM.
So make
yo, make sure you keep it locked right here. Rip off the knob. 89.5,
hey,
man.
Up? This is Shame.
Yeah, and EJ Van Lyrics. Yeah, you guys, Bernie.
Hey, Bernie! Faster! Anyway, we got this.
You're listening to Bush Radio 89.5 FM.
So many social ills.
What up, South Africa? What up, Cape Town? Stand up. This is DJ Static from the Ill Vibe Collective from Philly. And right now, you're listening to Bush Radio 89.5 FM.
Bush Radio 89.5.